Hey everyone, welcome back to my June Embrace the Hell Yeah conversation. It's officially summer. Can you believe it? It's nice and hot here in Iowa. Ugh, so hot. I probably could tolerate it a little bit better if there was like an ocean maybe an hour away, but I live in the middle of the country and that's not feasible. I'm not really a lake person. I know there's a lot of people that love the lake. In the Midwest and just in the middle of the country, lakes are great, like if you have a boat, but you know, then a boat is a whole nother thing. I used to love, my friend has a boat or did have a boat, and we would go on the lake sometimes with them and we would go boating and that was super fun, but I can't commit to a boat or hauling a boat or storing a boat or putting a boat on a lake. So I just don't do that. The troubles. That's why I just, you know, who knows where my life will take me in the future, but maybe there'll be an ocean involved. Let's hope so. June was a great month of podcasts. I had on the lovely Tammy Brown to kick off the month. She is the Aging Gracefully dietitian, and I have listened to our episode a couple times since it was released. And Tammy's awesome, you guys. If you have not listened to her episode, I highly recommend. She's so inspirational. She has such a great story into the field of dietetics, and she's just doing great things for our profession. She's helping diverse students in dietetics pass the RD DTR exam. And she's just really in this space of aging, which I have thoroughly embraced myself as I'm getting older, about helping people just age gracefully. And I love that she's doing something in this space. So definitely listen to her episode. And then I had on the lovely Laura Garrity, who I met at an event here back in January in New York City, hosted by Celestina Brunetti. And she's actually on tour right now. If you haven't been following her, the Dietitian Collaborative, she's doing a rendezvous roundtable kind of tour. She's kind of like on a summer tour where she's hitting lots of cities around the United States and just having conversations with dietitians, which totally right up my alley. And that's how I met Laura, because we kind of kicked it off at that event in January. And Laura and I just sat by each other and just had a great conversation about how she got into the field. And then how she's just kind of rethought her profession and where she wants to be in this space. And she's kind of started kind of clicking with being weight inclusive, non-diet approach, and she's really sending out some great messaging surrounding that as well. So very much enjoy her platform. She's also loves to cook, and she used to have a private business where she did cooking for privately for people. And so she does share a lot of that part of her life too. So definitely check out both of those episodes. I think you'll really enjoy them. This past month, I've had lots of great conversations this past month. And maybe I'm just getting just a little bit more comfortable in my own skin and just having certain conversations with people that I probably was scared to have before. But one of the conversations I had a couple weeks ago was with a friend of mine, a good friend from high school. And we went on a walk, and she had on, I didn't even notice it, to be honest. I didn't even see it on her, but she had on a fanny pack, which if you weren't born in the 90s, that's what they were called. I think they're called something more snazzy now. But she was telling me how her brothers make fun of her because we used to wear them in the 90s. But she's like, you know, I don't care. She's like, I can put all my stuff in here. It's comfortable. And, you know, maybe someday I'll upgrade, but I really, really like this one. And that's where I kind of, that whole week before that, I was kind of thinking along those lines of, you know, I just don't give a shit as much as I used to anymore. And so I kind of told her, I said, you know, who cares what people think about your fanny bag? Who gives a shit? Do you wear it? You love it. It's comfortable. That's the most important thing. So don't worry about what other people think, as long as you're happy, as long as you're comfortable. And so that conversation really lent to me thinking more about my give a shit factor. And again, it could be age. I can't claim it's wisdom because I still don't feel like I've really embraced wisdom all that much. But, you know, back in the day, and I will say even, you know, high school, college, I definitely always cared a lot about what people thought of me. I cared a lot about what people thought of me when I was going through crazy stuff. I cared about when I was going through my divorce. I cared about, you know, were my parents going to think less of me for not making my marriage work? Or were people going to think that I wasn't making my marriage work? And I cared more about that than sometimes than I cared about my actual relationship. As I got a little bit older, I very much cared about, you know, what people thought about me and my profession. And I think that really hit home when I started this podcast. And when I wrote my book, I was very overconsumed with what people were thinking. Did they think I was doing a good job? Did they think I was credible? Did they think I was, you know, someone that knew what they were talking about? And I, at the time, I didn't believe in myself as much. And I was, you know, so overconsumed with what everyone else was thinking. I would hop on social media. I would pay over attention to what everybody was doing and thinking I should be doing something better. I should be doing something like this. I should be doing something like that. I got jealous and I got just gross feelings of feeling inadequate. That whole imposter syndrome, I don't love. I mean, I know it's thrown out there all the time, but I don't love it. I think it's just kind of overused. But it is basically imposter syndrome. Just being as someone who's like an overachiever, you know, someone that wants to do really well, but then doesn't feel like you're doing a great job or feels like a fraud. And I guess I never really felt like a fraud, but I always felt like that I should be doing more than what I was. And I should be doing it more of like what other people were doing. I'd also compare myself to people by, you know, their ability to go on vacation or go on a trip or have this type of car or, you know, certain clothing, like dressing a certain way. And I mean, I think most of us go through stages in our lives where we have that. And if you never have had that, I want to be more like you because I officially don't have that anymore. Like I've let that kind of go. The give a shit factor is so like established in my life now that I just know what I can put my energy into and what I shouldn't put my energy into. And, you know, I'm very happy for people that have great success. I'm happy for people that can go on vacations and do really well financially, can buy the house, can buy the car, can have the kids, can do all the things. I'm very happy for all those humans that get that in their lives, if that's what they truly want and if that's what truly makes them happy. And I will be the first person to cheer them on and congratulate them and say, good job, and I love what you're doing. But 7 years ago, I probably wouldn't have been able to do that. But today, I can do that because I have just established my give a shit factor. And it's not that I don't care. And it's not that I don't care about what people are doing, because I definitely do. I'm just not going to beat myself up over maybe not doing the same things and maybe doing things my own way, because my own way is working for me and it's making me happy. Just like their own way is working for them and it's making them happy, hopefully. I mean, we all hope everyone is happy at the end of the day. I also watched a show with Chris Hemsworth on National Geographic, and I can't remember the name of the show, but the last episode, it's a series of like 5 episodes. Highly recommend you listen to it, or watch it. I've had some good conversations about it with other people that have watched it as well. But the last episode focuses on living your life to the fullest. And a lot of the messaging in that episode helps kind of support my conversation with you today and that give a shit factor. That, you know, you really don't know, and I've said this 1,000 times, when you'll take your last breath. And so you got to do what you got to do for you. And you really need to do all the things that you want, be with who the people you want, and not waste a minute of your life, because that is just not helpful. It's not helpful towards that, you know, end goal of living long life at all. Because if you're not doing it every day, all day, then what's the point? So I think that also just tacked on to my give a shit factor mentality this week and this past couple weeks about just, you know, every breath is truly a blessing. And, you know, you just got to do your life the way it works for you. So maybe, and I still also think about my friend Nicole Rodriguez, who, you know, talked about caring less, and it goes right along with her messaging too. Like, care less about what people think, care less about so many things that you get worked up about. Just focus on what makes you happy, your life, what you're doing, and just be really good at it and really try to be happy as much as you possibly can. Thanks for listening to my TED Talk today about my give a shit factor, and I look forward to chatting with you in July.